We're learning the first paragraph of Kriya Shema. The pasuk tells us, "V'yahavta as Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol moedecha." Translated here as, "You're supposed to love Hashem, your God, with all of your heart, all of your soul." And b'chol moedecha is translated in the Stone Chumash as with all your resources. So, focusing on the first part, b'chol levavcha, Rashi gives two explanations. We'll do the second one first. What does it mean, b'chol levavcha, to serve Hashem with all of your heart? He says that b'chol levavcha shlihei limcha choluk al hamakom, that a person's heart should be exactly that, b'chol levavcha. With all of your heart you should serve Hashem, that you shouldn't be choluk, to divide your heart to Hashem. That you should, when you serve God, it should be complete and wholehearted. Perhaps the more famous explanation is brought down at the beginning of the ninth chapter in Masechta Brachot. What does it mean, b'chol levavcha? It means b'shnei yitzrecha. You're supposed to serve Hashem with both of your inclinations, applying the Yitzhar Tov as well as your Yitzhar Hara. The significance of this, of how is the Gemara able to understand that b'chol levavcha, in fact, is referring to both, is because of the spelling that has two times it has the letter beis in this word of lev, your heart, when elsewhere we find that the word could be with one beis. For example, in next week's parsha, in Parshas Vayera, when Abraham invites these guests who happen to be malachim, these angels, it says v'sadu libchem, that your heart should be satiated, and there it's only with one beis because a malach only has the Yetzer Tov, only has the ability to do the will of Hashem. Doesn't have the ability to do against what he's programmed to do. So therefore, for us, we have the ability to serve Hashem with not only our Yetzer Tov, but also with the Yetzer Hara. And that needs a lot of work. Exactly what does that mean? A person can serve Hashem with one's Yetzer Hara. So I'd like to share with you a couple of approaches that are brought down, presented in a sefer called Beis Yosef, which, first of all, he brings down the words of the Chiddush Agra. He says that, quoting a Gemara in Yoma, that the sages wanted to do an incredible thing. They wanted to remove the Yetzer Hara, certain desires from people, because they saw that one's Yetzer Hara was too strong, and therefore it would be impossible for a person to be able to serve Hashem at all. So that's what they did with regard to the desire of worshipping an idol, which we don't understand, but there was such an incredible desire to be over the Avodah Zarah, and that was removed. And then the Gemara says that Kishitavsu es Yitzra diavera lo matzah afilu beya bas yoma. When they tried to remove the Yetzer Hara from a person for other things, it says that it was counterproductive, that when they looked around for breakfast, they went to have some eggs, they noticed there was nothing there. There was nothing around. Rashi Sarech Avodas Hashem Yisbarach Ima Yitzahara. Rather, what does it mean, B'chol Avavacha? It means you have to serve Hashem with your Yitzahara. Dahainu, that is, Lasos HaKol Hashem Shemayim. That whatever you do, you're supposed to dedicate all of your actions, regardless of what they are. Everything should be for the sake of heaven. And therefore, he says, the Gra tells us an incredible medrash, which was just in 2 weeks ago in Parshas Bereishis. The pasuk says that hine tov ma'od, that Hashem created something, and it wasn't just good, it was tov ma'od. And the medrash says, what is this thing that Hashem created that was tov ma'od? So the Bereishis Rabbah says, zeh yetzer hara. That when Hashem created the yetzer hara, he said that's tov ma'od. What a great thing. So the way that the Gra explains this, because first of all, by having this Yetzer Hara ensures that the world will endure, but also that a person will be able to receive reward for removing themselves from the desire to fulfill, to listen to the words of their Yetzer Hara, from this evil being pulled toward that direction. I'd like to spend a few more moments discussing the explanation of the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah explains that when it says to serve, serving Hashem doesn't mean that you're distancing yourself from the Yetzer Hara, because that sounds like you're being passive. When it says you're supposed to serve God with your all of your heart, even the Yetzirah, it means that you're supposed to actually using your actions in a positive manner, taking the Yetzirah within you and serving Hashem with it. So how is one capable of doing this? So the Rebbeinu Yonah tells us as follows. He says, "Sheyetzer hatov hu midas harachmanus." A person's desire to do good is comparable to one who has tremendous rachmim, compassion, and mercy on other people. V'yetzahara, he says, the Rebbeinu Yonah explains that the concept of one's yetzahara is nivra lachzarius. It's a form of destruction, because it destroys you, but it's also a form of cruelty to others. And it says, the Rebbeinu Yonah, v'kshadam enim rachim al harashayim v'achzari lahem, that when it comes to a Russia, or some people, you can be very compassionate to those types of people, people who are wicked, those who are corrupt, but by showing them compassion, that's not a positive thing. But rather, you're supposed to show certain elements of cruelty to them. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, this is the way a person could use the Yetzirah in a positive light. And the way that, perhaps, as my colleague of mine, a friend of mine said in yeshiva, my friend used to, he's a very intelligent guy, he's now a lawyer, but nonetheless, he used to always spend a lot of his time reading books. And sometimes he had difficulty because of his nature of being lazy to want to learn all the time. So the way that he explained perhaps is similar to the idea of the Rebbeinu Yonah, that whenever someone would come up to him and say, let's go and do this thing, which perhaps he shouldn't do, being a yeshiva student, he would say, you know what, I would love to, but I'm such a lazy person, I'm going to utilize that element of my negative quality of laziness for that to distance myself from doing things that I shouldn't do. And that was the way that he was able to serve Hashem with not only his Yetzer Tov, but also his Yetzer Hara. It was brought to my attention, someone asked me a question, sometimes we go through the motions, and we don't think about it until someone asks you. So someone asked me yesterday, that was at my house for lunch, they asked me, he said, what's the significance of what you're doing? You have this cup of wine, and you're saying this blessing. So I explained to him that this is what Kiddush is. So what is Kiddush? Kiddush means holy, because the greatness is not taking something which is already spiritual and elevating it, big deal, because it's already spiritual. But it's to be able to take something which fundamentally has the ability of an addiction, something which perhaps is a negative quality, something which people can look at and say is the lowest form in this world, to be able to take that element in this world and to elevate that, that's our responsibility, that's our goal. That's what Kiddush is, that's the element of raising and making holy, sanctified, even the lowest of things. And therefore, perhaps this is really the whole concept of what we're saying in the Shema. When we say that to serve Hashem with our Yetzer Tov, big deal, because our Yetzer Tov wants us to do the right thing. But the idea is to take our Yetzer Hara, things which in innate would be destructive forces, things which we would look at the very simple level, that they're negative, they're things which are not good for us, to be able to take those elements, those physical things, to be able to elevate them to serve Hashem, that's the ultimate goal, that's the responsibility of every Jewish person, of serving Hashem b'chol levavcha, b'shnei yetzeracha, b'yetzer tov, and also, of course, the Yetzirah. B'chanan b'chash v'atzeh kodesh baruch ha sechus v'vizeh char v'hem kemet to shnemar haranoi chafet suman sitko yadil tura av yadir. Kaddish.